Well, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum made arrangements to send samples of the synthetic rubber to a government representative at the county seat. And if the rubber proves usable, the old fellows will have an immediate market for their new product. As we look at our little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store, waiting for Grandpappy Spears, the sole possessor of the rubber formula, to arrive and start working.
We're about getting that Grandpap B, anyways. Supposed to get here early, and here it is 9:30 already. Call up his woman, Charity, and see if she's heard anything more.
Lum, we just called her up. All she knows is that Grandpap left the place about 2 hours ago.
Well, if he don't show up pretty soon, we ain't gonna get no rubber samples made up in time to send to that Giverman feller today.
Well, I don't know where else to look for him. We tried the barber shop and the restaurant and Grandpa Master's place. Of course, he might be just hiding out somewhere so Cedric can't guard him. He hates for Cedric to guard him.
Yeah, that might be it. Stubborn old coot. What's he got again, Cedric, anyway?
Oh, I don't think it's nothing special. He just don't like the idea of some young feller guarding him that way. Says he can take care of himself.
Prattle, prattle.
Well, that's what he says.
I don't know what danger he's in.
I know it.
Well, he's running a rubber corporation. I can tell him that. Here's our big opportunity to get the government behind us, and what happens? Our vice president in charge of mixing and cooking don't show up.
Well, the government weren't going to start buying rubber from us right today, was they, Lum? Weren't they going to test them samples first?
Yeah, but we know the tests will come out all right.
Oh, yeah.
No doubts about that.
No, no.
Now, we got a formula for real, actual, genuine imitation synthetic rubber.
Yeah, yeah.
It stretches and bounces like rubber, don't it?
Oh, sure, it does that, yeah.
And Cedric made a slingshot out of some of it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
A pair of rubber heels for his shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Grandpap made himself a pair of sleeve garters, didn't he?
Yeah, of course they weren't awful good-looking ones, old Lum. He embarrassed his woman, Charity, half to death when he taken off his coat and shirts last Sunday to show them to Charlie Redfield.
If he don't get here in a few minutes, we're just out of luck. That's all we are to it.
Well, Lum, I believe we ought to let Grandpap write that down, that formula, and tell it to me or you or somebody. We could be back there mixing up some rubber right now if we know what went in it.
No, no, it's better to have that formula in just one place, in Grandpap's head.
Yeah.
That way, there ain't hardly no chance of spies getting hold of it.
Yeah, but what if the spies has kidnapped Grandpap? Man-napped him, I reckon he'd call. He ain't no kid no more, not old feller like him.
No, he ain't been kid. Granny's, you don't reckon he has been kidnapped, do you?
Well, he might be. Long as Sister Simpson overheard us talking yesterday, why, you know everybody in town knows about our rubber discovery by now. And the spies are more likely here to, too.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure, he's been kidnapped, just sure as well.
Grannies, I ought to went over there and guarded him myself, is what I ought to did. I just hope they ain't torturing him.
Torturing him? Will they sure enough do that?
Oh, yeah. Put hot irons to his feet and all that to make him talk.
Oh, my goodness.
They'll do anything to get him to tell that formula.
Why, them snakes in the...
Yeah, we better go over and get the town marshal, old Uncle Henry Lunsford. Get up a searching party.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Get my hat and coat off the wall.
Yeah, I'll get them. Reckon whereabouts we ought to start looking? Down the swamps along the river?
No, I don't much think they'd be down there in weather like this. Them spies wouldn't go there. It ain't themselves they want to torture. It's Grandpap.
You want your muffler, too?
No, this is enough. Come on, let's get going.
Yeah, yeah. Reckon what direction you ought to head out in, watch out for that ice on the porch there, Lum. It's awful slippery.
Yeah, for goodness sakes. I thought I told you to sprinkle some ashes on the porch here to get you out of the ice once.
I was going to, but, well, I just been so busy with Grandpap. Wait a minute. I believe I heard our phone ringing.
I thought I heard that thing. It would have to ring at a time like this. Well, better go back and answer directly.
Yeah, yeah, it might be them spies calling up. No, they wouldn't call us.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you.
Get back in out of the cold. it's a grocer order, tell him we're closed temporary and tell him the government froze all our stock or something.
Well, it's cold enough for that to happen today, I believe. Hello, John, I'm down store and library. Abner Peabody on this end. Store's closed. Huh? Oh, howdy, Dick. No, it ain't actually closed. I just said that. Do what? Help you get shut of who?
Tell him we'll call him back, Admiral.
For the land's sakes, is he over there? Well, I do know. Just a minute. Lum, Grandpap's over at Dick Huddleston's store.
He is?
Yeah, been over there for a couple hours arguing with Dick about buying a pair of shoes.
For goodness sakes, buying shoes?
Yeah. Grandpap brung in stamp number 17 and claims that that's all he needs to get the shoes. Dick can't make him understand he's got to pay good money for them.
One to goodness.
He's threatened to lawsuit Dick and everything else.
Here, give me the phone.
Yeah, you take it. Get him straightened out. He's mad, Dick.
Hello, Dick. Listen, let Grandpap have the shoes and we'll pay for them.
Huh?
Yeah, and then send him over here right quick.
On a fist fight, Dick.
Yeah, tell him we're waiting on him. Yeah. Oh, not at all, Dick. Proud to help you out. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
Here we was looking all over town for Grandpap, and all the time he's right across the road from us.
Yeah, it's a good thing Dick called before we got hold of Uncle Henry and got up a big searching party.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Grandpap bought himself some shoes a few weeks back, come to think about it.
Huh?
Wasn't them new shoes he had during Cedric's trial? Them that squeaks so loud?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, them was brand new ones. But Aunt Charity oiled them up for him, and that stopped them from squeaking, so Grandpap just up and give him to the Salvation Army.
For goodness sake.
Yeah?
Love to have squeaky shoes.
Oh, he won't have a pair that won't squeak, no.
Can you see him coming across the street yet?
Huh. Oh, maybe it's somebody coming out the door over there. Yeah. There he's just coming out the door there at Dick's store. Doggies, Lum, come over here to the window and watch old Grandpap.
Watch him out.
Watch him walk here. He must have got himself the stiffest pair of shoes in that whole store. Just look at it.
Yeah, I see. Well, get out of the way.
Oh,
yeah. Looks like a cat walking on flypaper.
He'll have to get Cedric to break them things in for him. He never will be able to handle them all by himself. I know that.
Just hurry up. He never will get them rubber samples sent off in time.
No.
Better go back in the feed room and get the stove started and put the boiler on. We ain't got a minute to lose.
Yeah, I'll get everything ready for him. Oh, my goodness. Lum, look there.
What's the matter?
Grandpap fell down, slipped on that ice out there. Look at him.
Oh, Granny's, I feared that happened. Come on, I hope he never broke
the Yeah, this helped him, poor old Grandpap. First, he gets kidnapped. He never got kidnapped.
What Grandpap, are you hurt? Speak to me, Grandpap.
My dog is Lum. I believe he's out cold. Look at him.
Grandpap, can you get up?
He don't look like he can even move.
Where are you hurt? Talk to us.
Hey, he must have got a good whop on the head when he hit the porch there, Lum.
Yeah, look at his eyes.
Yeah, he's out.
Back in there like a dying calf in a hailstorm.
He's plumb unconscientious.
Let's see, what did that first aid course say we ought to do in a case like this?
Huh?
Artificial perspiration.
It said to keep him laying down and keep him warm.
Keep him warm.
Yeah, we can't do that, him laying on ice there, though.
No, we better get him up in there. Get him inside. Yeah. Grab hold of his legs there.
Yeah, I'll get him. Glad old Grandpap ain't very heavy. Let's go now. Come on.
Be careful now. We don't slip on the ice, too.
No, I got him.
If you'd have sprinkled them ashes out here like I told you to, this never would have happened.
Yeah, or I did it. Or
come around here and get the door
yeah,
open.
Yeah, I'll hold him. Go ahead.
Don't let the door bang again.
I won't. I got him. Go ahead. Go on in. That's it.
Might as well take him on back to the feed room, I reckon.
Might as well take him right back there.
Oh, me.
Dog is long. I believe he's coming, too.
Oh, my head. My head. Oh, my goodness, my head.
Grandpap. Can you hear us, Grandpap? Are you hurt bad?
Don't try to make him talk yet. Wait till we get him some. Sit down some.
Yeah, how about that chair right over there, Lum?
Yeah, that'll do. Easy now.
And don't get excited now, Grandpap. We ain't gonna hurt you now.
Oh, my goodness. What's happened?
Yeah, that fixes you. Everything's gonna be all right now, old fella.
Yeah, just sit there and rest for a few minutes, Grandpap, and I think you'll feel as good as new again. Abner, get the stove started and put a boiler on.
What, you reckon Grandpap will be able to mix any rubber today, Lum?
Well, no, we'll have to do the mixing.
Huh?
Have him tell us what to put in it.
Well, I thought just him was supposed to know what went in it.
Well, them rules are changed now. It's an emergency case. He can tell us and we can forget it right quick.
Yeah, I'll try to.
Well, we got to get them samples made up today. Hurry up, get the stove started.
Well, I'm going to.
How you feeling, old boy?
Oh, my goodness, it's so foggy. Whereabouts am I at, anyways?
You're with us, old-timer. Everything's going to be all right. Just take it easy.
Well, I reckon everything's ready to start cooking the rubber now, Lum.
Good.
Now, what do we put in first, Grandpap?
I wish that fog would clear up. Everything's so hazy and mixed up.
What's the matter, Tim? It is foggy.
He's still a little dazed, Albert.
He must be.
Listen, Grandpap, I hate to rush you, but we got to mix up some rubber in a hurry, so you'll have to tell us what's in the secret formula.
Yeah. Grandpap, he's talking to you.
Huh?
Can't you hear him?
Me?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, what's the formula?
Formula? Say, what happened anyways? How'd I get here?
Oh, well, you just had a little fall out there in front of the store, and we carried you in here.
Oh, well, that's sorty of you. Help me out that way. Wish that fog would lift.
Always glad to do it for you. Now, tell us that formula, old fella.
Oh, yeah, formula.
Yeah.
Think hard now, Grandpap. Concentrate on it.
Formula.
Formula for what?
For what? Well, for making the rubber, of course.
Rubber? I don't believe I know no formulas for making rubber.
Huh? Why, sure you do. You claimed the other day that you know Dad as well as you know your name was Milford A. Spears.
Spears? Name sounds kind of familiar. Who's that?
Who's that? For the land's sakes, don't you even know who you are?
Everything's just so mixed up and hazy. Who am I, anyway?
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that, Lum?
Yeah. Hey, Granny, you know what's happened, Abner?
How?
Grandpap's got amnesia.
Amnesia?
Yes, sir.
Well, poor old feller. First he can't recollect who he is, and then he gets amnesia on top of it. Poor old Grandpap.
Well, the worst thing is, he's the only one that knows the formula to making our synthetic rubber.